This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Colombo on a three-day state visit to Sri Lanka. Today, Mr. Modi will witness signing of agreements in various sectors, including defence and energy, and virtually participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of Sampur Solar Power Project. Prime Minister Modi has announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok yesterday, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. Highlighting BIMSTEC as a vital bridge between South Asia and Southeast Asia, the Prime Minister underlined that the group has become an impactful platform for regional cooperation, coordination, and progress. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this training, scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats, and others. The Union Cabinet has approved four projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects cover 15 districts in three states, including Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. The Union Cabinet has also approved Vibrant Villages Programme 2 with 100% central funding with total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India would emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Addressing the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India will foray in a very big way into the world of innovation and will make its presence felt on the global stage. The Reserve Bank of India will soon issue banknotes of 10 rupees and 500 rupees denomination in Mahatma Gandhi new series bearing the signature of Governor Sanjay Malhotra. According to an official press release, the design of these notes will be similar in all respects to 10 and 500 rupees banknotes in Mahatma Gandhi new series. All banknotes in the denomination of 10 and 500 rupees issued by the Reserve Bank in the past will continue to be legal tender. India is celebrating its 62nd National Maritime Day today, commemorating the country's significant strides in the shipping industry. The day is observed on 5th April every year to highlight the importance of maritime operations and expresses gratitude to those who brave the seas for months. Merchant Navy Week is also being celebrated from March 30th to April 5th in conjunction with National Maritime Day. China announced additional tariffs of 34% on US goods yesterday, the most serious escalation in a trade war with US President Donald Trump that has fed fears of a recession. In the standoff between the world's top two economies, China also announced controls on exports of some rare earths and filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization. On the other hand, French President Emmanuel Macron has urged companies to halt investments in the US until US President Donald Trump clarifies his harsh and unjustified new tariffs on Europe and other countries. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing 204 runs for victory, Mumbai Indians made 191 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, hosts Lucknow Super Giants scored 203 runs, losing 8 wickets in 20 overs. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.